For 12 years, our nation was afflicted with hear nothing, see nothing, do nothing government. 9 mad years of mirage and 3 long years of despair. And my friends, powerful influences strive today to restore that kind of government with its doctrine that that government is best, which is most indifferent to mankind. We had to struggle with the old enemies of peace, business and financial monopoly, speculation, reckless banking, class antagonism, sectionalism, war profiteering. They had begun to consider the government of the United States as a mere appendage to their own affairs. And we know now that government by organized money is just as dangerous as government by organized mob.
Turn on the radio.
Nothing happening.
Noise that you hear at the moment.
Serial code.
What you're about to hear.
There are only two sides
of entertainment.
Once upon a time, in the land of the tax cut fairies, lived people who were sad and struggling. But the tax cut fairies knew just what to do to make everyone happy again.
We all will be happy if big corporations are happy.
So they set about their plan. First, shower corporate jets with money so they can keep flying happy. Next, give oil corporations your tax dollars so they'll be especially happy. And to make even happier corporations, declare an offshore tax holiday party. Yay! Because the tax cut fairies know more corporate profits mean happiness and maybe magical jobs. They also know that people who are sad and struggling have to sacrifice to pay for all this happiness.
If you pay them enough, maybe they'll be happy enough to give you a job,
said the tax cut fairies. And if the evil spendocrats didn't like this plan, the tax cut fairies would unleash a curse of economic apocalypse on the land. The end. Next on Trickle Down Tales, depressionary happiness, or heading down is looking up.
It's something else you do very well.
Come on down! You're the next contestant.
May not be Mr. Right, but he is certainly Mr. Smooth.
Watch my TV. Everyone was nice and the smiles were so sparkly. I watched what made them happy and I watched what made them cry. I learned about toys and candy my mommy should buy. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know, I can find and see on my TV. Soon I was a teenager and I knew just how to dress. I learned to use deodorant so I would always smell my best. I got myself a part-time job to buy the things I needed to have. And the payments on my supercharged Camaro really aren't so bad. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world, every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells when life is up, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV.
Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, keep watching your TV. There are people who are laughing when they wink or a nod. There are people who are questioning our great TV God. Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, stay tuned to your TV. There are phonies who are talking, there are wasters who read. There are people here who do not even own a TV. Everybody be careful, oh everybody be careful, oh everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car and my gun. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world, every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV.
It's the Onion Radio News. The big happy train is coming down the tracks. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Citizens turned out across the U.S. today after hearing the delightful distant chug and tuneful whistle of the big happy train. The good-natured locomotive had been rumored to be just around the bend for a couple of years, and folks were beginning to think that the train would never get here. But sure enough, people like Chubby Willer just know it's pulling in soon.
You see, for the big happy train to arrive on time, you just gotta keep a hoping and a waiting. That's all there is to it.
A plot to derail the big happy train was foiled last week when FBI agents, acting on a tip, broke up a shadowy ring of doubting Thomases who just couldn't see the fun in any of this. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Very good, kids. Now come and get your Ritalin.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation. reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, reading ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, reading ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates. Where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian foremen and bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses. Co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system. Where image takes precedence over wisdom. Where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture. Where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of the nation, reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, reading ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's pass it, sir.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horde. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, reading ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, reading ignorance and feeding radiation. Turn to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS. Where oxymoronic language, like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia. Where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects. Where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
In response to the un-American attempt to put an end to billions of dollars in oil industry subsidies, and with 75% of the U.S. populace supporting this abomination, the American Petroleum Institute would like to make America more American. Now sing along, you traitorous f***. Oh, say, can you see by the oil man's delight? What so proudly we hailed at the first quarter meeting, just 3 months and so much. Pay us more, it's our right. We need taxpayer bucks, said the valiantly scheming and the summer driving. With gas prices rising, gave proof through the night of our profits unsurprising. Oh, say, do those payments our subsidies do save? Or the land of the free? And the home of the paid. That's what I call American.
I'm Lee Camp. This is your moment of clarity. Mushrooms of the genus Amanita possess hallucinogenic effects and have been used by Siberian shamans as a psychotropic drug for centuries. However, these mushrooms are rare and often only the richest in the village can afford them, but the hallucinogenic agent passes unchanged through the urine. So the common villagers traditionally have collected the rich man's piss and ingested it in order to get themselves high. America is now in a similar position. The top 1% own the same amount of wealth as the bottom 90%, and we're left standing below their penthouses getting pissed on and thanking them for the privilege. Thank you, Mr. Billionaire. It's an honor to take your trickle-down economics in my face. So if you're in this situation, there's three ways you can respond. One, you can refuse the urine, but in our case, the trickle is filled with money, so it can't easily be refused. Two, drink it angrily while finding ways to fight back, ways to interrupt the mushroom supply chain and make it a more fair system. Or three, drink the trickle happily and convince yourself that this is the way it should be, and you love getting pissed on. If anyone stands up and says there's a better way, there's a more fair way, there's a way that involves less urine in our eyes, then you shout them down and call them unpatriotic and perhaps a fag for good measure. Just keep taking it with a smile on your face and thank the power elite for being so generous as to piss in your general direction. Right now, most of us are choosing that third option. Thank you, billionaires. As our economy struggles to recover after being pillaged by you and your associates, most of us fight to make ends meet. And you're actually richer than you were before the collapse. But every once in a while, your piss splatters a couple of nickels our way. And therefore, we're going to keep voting for you and your friends. We'll keep using your banks and stores, your media outlets, and your whorehouses. Just make sure to piss a little on my shoes, okay? Just promise us that you'll give us 20 cents off that blue stuff that goes in the toilet and 40 cents off that piece of plastic that makes my cell phone look snazzy. And not only will we keep propping you up, we'll even do your dirty work for you. We'll attack people who criticize you for pissing on us. We'll tear gas our own fucking teenagers who try to fight back against the madness. We'll listen to your propaganda and verbally attack teachers and cops for having the fucking temerity to have health care. We'll even act friendly to the banker who tells us our home has been foreclosed on because we're trying to maintain a sense of decency that you all abandoned long ago. Just please don't avert your trickle.
You wish on courts of fire, makes no difference who you are. Anything your board desires will come to you. If they rule like in your dream, your request is too obscene. When you wish on courts of war, as dreamers do, know that humans are quite blue. Prophets climb to see you through your part way there. It's not that hard. You'll be
message is very simple. Think for yourself and question authority.
$20 secure phones to assist in staying anonymous. $5,000. Fighting legal cases across 5 countries. $1 million. Upkeep of servers in over 40 countries. $200,000. Donations lost due to banking blockade. $15 million. Added cost due to house arrest. $500,000. Watching the world change as a result of your work? Priceless. There are some people who don't like change. For everyone else, there's WikiLeaks. To find out more about WikiLeaks financial blockade and how to donate, please visit wikileaks.org/support.html.
Living suicide, singing, oh my, oh my God. I hear my mother got this living genocide, singing, oh my, oh my God. I hear my mother got this living suicide, singing, oh my, oh my God. Slam, bam, I come unseen, but like gasoline, you can tell I'm in the tank, like money in the bank. I smell appealing, but I'm toxic. I'll send you reeling without an inkling. Keep it thinking, cause you gave cash to the feds of your school district for dead. Fuck you up in the head, but still they saying nothing's wrong. Selling fire water by outlawing the bomb. Still believing the system is working. Why half of my people are still out of working? Anonymous notes left in the pockets and coats of judges and juries from Frisco to Jersey. Threats and protests, politicians, mob debts, trumped up charges of phony arrests. Stage a lethal injection the night before the election, cause he got donation from the prison guards union. Oh my God. A human mind that got us living suicide, singing oh my God. A human mind that got us living genocide, singing oh my God. You my mother got us living suicide, singing oh my God. Listening to my stethoscope on a rope, internal lullabies, human cries, thumps in silence, the language of violence, algorithmic, cataclysmic, seismic, biorhythmic. You can make a life longer, but you can't save it. You can make a clone and then you try to enslave it, stealing DNA samples from the unborn. Then you coming after us because we sampled a James Brown horn. Scientist who's got his progress, a four-headed sheep is their latest project. The CIA running like that Jones from Indiana, but they still won't talk about that Jones in Guyana. This ain't no cartoon, no one slips on bananas. Do you really think that that car killed Diana? Hell, I shot Ronald Reagan, I shot JFK, I slept with Marilyn, she sung me happy birthday. My, oh my God, in my mind they got us living suicide, singing oh my God. In my mind, they got us living genocide, singing oh my God. In my mind, they got us living suicide, singing oh my God. We keep moving on. We keep moving on, y'all. See, we keep moving on. Cause they never gonna stop us, no, 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 stop us, no. Politicians got lipstick on the collar. The whole media started to holler. But I don't give a fuck who they screwing in private. I wanna know who they screwing in public. Robbing, cheating, stealing, white collar criminal, McDonald eating. You deserve a beating. Send your home a weeping with the fat bill for your Caribbean weekend. But just about anything they can bust us. False advertising saying halls of justice. You telling the youth don't be so violent. The new drop bombs on every single continent. Mandatory minimum sentence. Cause he got caught with a pocket full of medicine. Do that again, another 10. Up in the pen, I feel so mad and wanna bomb an institution. Singing oh my God. In my mind I got a stealing suicide. Singing oh my God. My sweet God, my God, my mother got us living suicide, singing, oh my God. No, no, let me hear you say, oh my God. I hear my mother got us living suicide, singing, oh my God. I hear my mother got us living suicide, singing, oh my God. I hear my mother got us living suicide, singing, oh my.
Yeah. Understand what I'm trying to tell you. There are no answers. Only choices.
I'm always amazed that some people believe things that defy common sense. How do they accept the bizarre and the odd for which there is no evidence? Sure, some people say that it's harmless, and I wish I could just let it go. But it's not what we know that makes trouble. It's what we know that just isn't so. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb, 'cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. I have a friend, her name is Laura, loves to talk about her aura. Every time she's off her game, her dented aura is to blame. She says everybody's got 'em, cameras have been known to spot 'em, magic, mystic, oral energy. One day I just had to ask her, Laura, make it clear, how's it all supposed to work? Please tell me, I'm all ears. How's an aura get created? Tell me, how's it generated? Is there a hypothesis for how an aura can exist? Maybe you're just having mood swings, which you blame on magic mood things. That's the last time Laura talked to me. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb, 'cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. My friend Dennis, he's a scholar, his tech skills are named top dollar. Just a few short years ago, Dennis saw a UFO. Now he says they're all around us, aliens, in fact, surround us. Probably they're living right next door. I say, Dennis, tell me, buddy, help me understand. How can there be flying saucers buzzing round the land? How come every single sighting seems to come in lousy lighting? I could sure accept the truth with valid photographic proof. When you saw those lights are blinking, had you maybe just been drinking? Dennis doesn't call me anymore. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I stake my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb. 'Cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. Britney, she's a modern lady, rather green and quite new agey. Claims her latest malady was cured by homeopathy. She says it has magic rules. You take some wholesome molecules, dissolve them in the purest H2O. Britney took this grand concoction and her pain was fixed. Come again, I had to say, just what was in that mix? If it works well, what would then be? Water has selective memory, knows the good but not the shit that ever was dissolved in it. Thanks to science, here's what we know, really. It's a big placebo. Britney told me just where I can go. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb. 'Cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. I have a friend, no doubting Thomas, quite devout and really honest, says despite what we've been told, the earth is really not that old. He will look no wiser, wherefores, that's what holy books are there for. Earth was born 6,000 years ago. To contradict you, Thomas, I admit to feeling grief, but maybe there's some evidence to counter your belief. Like chemistry, biology, astronomy, anatomy, astrophysics, botany, geology, zoology, molecular biology, physics, physiology. Thomas says, so what, they'll burn in hell? It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb. 'Cause I'm the one who always said, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some scary shit. Mm-hmm. My young neighbors Dave and Tina talked about how they had seen a former Playboy pinup queen speaking out against vaccines. Now they think it's realistic so that no one grows autistic not to vaccinate their little kids. Dave, please listen now before it really is too late. Don't take health advice from one to whom you used to masturbate. Beauty queens have certain assets, science really ain't their strong set. You should get a good assist from a working scientist. Guys, I won't speak gingerly because this could cause great injury. The right thing is what Dave and Tina did. So it's not always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. Sometimes I state my case and find that people will consume. Though I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? It doesn't have to mean that I'm an overbearing jerk. No, it's not bad to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. But I'll still speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I know I'll never quit. Cause people do believe, and man, do they believe. Yes, people do believe some crazy shit. Shit.
Let's give God a vacation. He must be tired of it all. Rigging the game, taking the blame. 24 hours a day on call. He gave us the power to reason. He put the spark in the clay. So let's let him go for a season and start making sense today. Let's give Jehovah a breather. Maybe he'll go for a swim. We won't even pray on his holiday. We won't have to claim any favors from him. He gave us the power to reason. Just trying to show us the way. So let's let him go for a season and start making sense today. You and please let all the women dress up in style. He gave us the power to reason. Use it or lose it, they say. So let's let him go for a season and start making sense. It's time to commence. Let's start making sense today.
So as our nation's children continue to get dumber and dumber by the day, I have an idea that I think might help a little, and I know it's insane, but give it a second. What if we taught kids American history that actually happened? I know it's crazy, but enough of this bullshit, like, oh, the settlers met the natives and they shared squash and it was delicious. When kids grow up being lied to, they grow up to become douchetards. It's a proven fact. Let's tell them the truth that the settlers slaughtered the natives because the settlers had guns and Satan on their side and the natives had... Dream catchers, all right? It's not easy to win a war when you're trying to stab someone with a peace pipe. Let's tell the kids the truth for once, that the forefathers had slaves and Texas was stolen and Columbus didn't discover jack shit and your mom's not really in Canada. She's in Cleveland banging the guy who used to mow our lawn. Let's tell kids the truth, because bullshit does not make for a good foundation for a worldview, all right? If you ever stood on a pile of shit, it's very slippery. It's very slippery. And here's something else. That dirty, unsettling history of America, at least it's interesting. The kids would be riveted for the first time ever. They'd be sitting in history class with eyes the size of dinner plates, just like, whoa, 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 Jefferson was f***ing who? And Woodrow Wilson was a white supremacist, and Abraham Lincoln was a manic depressive, and Jefferson was f***ing who? They would be sneaking outside of class, hiding under the bleachers, reading the steamy details of Ben Franklin banging a slew of French inventor groupies in his stagecoach after the Renaissance Man show. And then these kids would think they could achieve something. They'd be like, hey, I'm f***ed in the head. My heroes were f***ed in the head. Maybe I can do something great. Maybe I can land somewhere with 20 million inhabitants and say I discovered it.
Water, give my horse some water. I'm sure that she's bone dry, just as sure as I've earned your favor as your faithful ragged spy. Acres, I've seen acres of peaches, apples, beans, and maize. They thought with these they could frighten you away. They set me free to tell you of their might. You would not put up a fight against a place of such order and bounty and beauty. General Wayne said, tell me more, my boy. He knew he'd found their soft belly. Stabbed them there hard and fast, and their will to resist the white man's advance would bleed away. And all through the camp that night, the dreams of men were filled with light. Baskets full of apples, pears, and peaches. No city of gold, but something more real. Fertile land already cleared and broken for the plow. In the dawn, General Wayne stared down from an Ohio hill. Thirsty, restless men behind him. He saw fields a rose of green, orchards pruned, and black earth as rich as ever seen. And there he sat, astride his horse on the top of the world. For a moment, hesitating, he turned to me. And I could see the march of history in the sweat across his brow. Now, he signaled the advance, and the men started to tramp through rows of beans, tear limbs off of apple trees. Footsteps, tracking blood on the soles of our shoes. Felt the ground trembling. I saw regret pass between our eyes. The general and his faithful ragged spy. Thank you.
to Military Math Boot Camp, where you will learn to keep your funding while those all around you are losing theirs. Number one, you must camouflage, confuse, and confound your funding enemy. What they do not see, they cannot kill. Number two, forget what you learned as a civilian. In military math, increases are cuts, and up is down. At $553 billion, our basic budget is $13 billion less than expected. A cut, but still an increase over last year. Three, know your guns and butter. If a 600-pound man eats 60 pounds of butter, but he was thinking of eating 90 pounds of butter, how much weight has he lost? He has lost 30 pounds! Correct! This military did not become the biggest single spender of federal dollars by using civilian math, soldier. Reducing expected requests is the same as cuts, because up is down. Four, congressmen and lobbyists are your friends, but they come at a price, fortunately paid by others. 5 through 10, distract and deploy. While the enemy is distracted by certain cuts, deploy billions for new submarines, jet fighters, and cyber tech future weapons. If we are to continue spending more than all other militaries of the world combined, you must keep your head down and the dollars up. Now get out there and spend! Dismissed.
until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet.